What's up, guys? Welcome to Disney Movie News. We have so much good news tonight, primarily Wreck-It Ralph 2. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
What's up? It's us again. We have so many special guests.
Yes!
Two of them. James and Chelsea are here from Practical Folks.
That's us.
So excited to have them.
We're here.
It's rare to have Chelsea. It's rare to have James and Chelsea.
But look at the shirts. Can we talk about... Okay, well, Zetus Lapidus is amazing. Xenon.
Mm-hmm, this is from our good friends.
The DCOM Marathon.
The DCOM Marathon.
That thing with vlogs.
And yes. That is so
that's
relevant.
That's adorable, apparently.
I won that for her.
You won... That's adorable.
LA Cosplay Con Disney Bound panel.
That's right.
He answered Disney trivia.
I didn't want to steal the answer because I wanted to give all the little like tweens in the audience the chance, but no one knew which Disney song had the most songs, except for me, or which Disney movie had the most songs.
Which really waited a long time.
Alice in Wonderland.
It's Alice in Wonderland.
Really?
I know,
see,
it's weird.
Think when about all the little songs. If it's a competition, like, I go to Harry Potter World, and every time they pick the child, I'm like, for Ollivanders, I'm like, I'm gonna kill you. Like, come on!
I definitely beat a bunch of kids on the boardwalk games to get her a stuffed Dumbo the first time we went to Disneyland. Like, the gun, like, game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a gun game?
It's like a water gun.
Okay, I was like, that's inappropriate. Although they do have a gun game there.
I think this might be some people's first night watching because I was periscoping earlier. So this is the Popcorn Talk Disney Movie News. You can follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. And we just skipped over introduction, so I'm Sarah Snitch. If you didn't know, I make Disney videos, and I'm Sarah Snitch.
Who are you? Hi guys, I'm Keaton. I'm so sorry that we went on a tangent really quickly. I just walked in here, and I like your T-shirts. No. But you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Yeah.
Cool. I'm James A. Janisse. You can follow me on the internet at James A. Janisse or on YouTube at Practical Folks.
And I'm Chelsea. You can follow me at Care Beck and also Practical Folks. We do YouTube stuff together.
Together.
That's really funny stuff. Keaton's going to be on it soon.
Yeah.
And
so much fun.
If you like Game of Thrones, they do really, really good like Game of Thrones analysis and like
and cosplays.
And cosplays.
And cosplays.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to have you guys because this news week is so good.
It's a good one, yeah.
Let's start with the biggest thing that happened.
Dun, dun.
It happened literally right after last week's episode, and I was like, oh my god, I have to wait a week to talk about this.
Yes.
Freaking Wreck-It Ralph 2.
I'm so excited.
You are excited.
Yeah, I love Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. I think it's one of the best movies that's come out of Disney. Like, in its little resurgence it's been having. And it's one of those movies where as soon as it ended, I was like, I want to go back to that world. Like, it didn't explore enough for me. We got stuck in that candy world. And
yeah,
there's
a lot of Sugar Rush.
There's a lot of Sugar Rush, which I get, but so
but
cool.
But I don't care about, right?
But this one's not even taking place in the same world. Are you
sad?
Yeah. Wait, what? I didn't know that.
I thought you read the
tell
article.
Tell us more about it, Sarah.
It's taking place, they go to the internet. They travel to the internet. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
Look, yeah, there's like so many trolls.
They end up in 4chan. Bad idea.
Don't go into the internet. I can't wait till all the like the dirty incognito jokes that are going to be in there about the internet.
Well, the promo that they released has all these like fake website names, like Amazing instead of Amazon and Google instead of Google. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah. See, Disney doesn't own everything, guys.
They couldn't get those rights.
Google. Well, I'm sure they're doing. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because like
I don't think they'd want it to be real.
Yeah, they could have used those in parody because like Silicon Valley's intro has like the real company name, so I'm sure they could have. But
well, and Wreck-It Ralph, he's like a parody of a video game character, right? Like the guy from
it's
the original
Kong-esque, yeah. Right?
But isn't there another? There's a video game that's similar to Wreck-It Ralph. But
Rampage
not...
is like it in reverse.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking about.
I wonder if part of the plot is like the arcades closing down because no one goes to arcades anymore.
Probably.
They find refuge in the internet. That's
that
my
was,
theory.
Except
that
the
was
arcade
like,
bars.
It's really dark.
Already, like kind of the plot of the first one was like no one goes to arcades anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's
like
still
online multiplayer games.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's scary.
They're gonna go to like World of Warcraft.
Oh my gosh,
dude,
that would be so happy.
You don't want to hang out with those Halo players, Ralph.
They're going to go into Twitter and Facebook.
I want them to go viral. Like, you know?
I bet he'll do, like, a Leroy Jenkins type.
Oh,
I bet they'll have, like, an allusion
to
that.
Oh, that'd be good, yeah.
People are like, what memes are going to be in this movie?
I don't know.
Memes.
What?
I just repeated the word.
Oh, okay. I was like, am I missing like a really deep joke here?
No, but like, you guys ever noticed that Leroy Jenkins is actually graffitied on one of the stations in Wreck-It Ralph?
Well, he kind of pulls a Leroy Jenkins in the original.
Oh, kind of when he's in Calhoun's
game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this out loud, but I'm curious. I have no idea what Leroy Jenkins is.
Oh, it's an old internet video.
It's hard to describe. Yeah.
Is that the one that's like Unforgivable? Is that Leroy Jenkins? Like the Unforgivable. Like, no. Give me a Dr. Yeah. Pepper and some waffle fries.
Oh, no. You know it's
one?
Not that
no,
one.
No, it's not that one. Which is Leroy Jenkins, guys.
It's like, so it's like a party in an MMO ready to attack like a big monster, and then the tank, I think, decides to go in ahead of time. And this ruins the whole plan.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go and watch this. don't worry, I'll do a. Oh, you're gonna play it for me? I thanks. It's like I could do a reaction video.
Oh, yeah, find
to
like a truncated version because I think the.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. He asked for chicken. Is that like the end of it?
At least I have chicken.
Yeah, at least I have chicken.
I feel like I'm new to the internet.
Well, we're just very old on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't even know Leroy Jenkins.
I like refresh my browser and there's an ad for Lights Out, which
no,
is literally my
so
worst nightmare.
Terrifying.
Is it worse than The Purge?
Yes,
Sarah?
It's worse than The Purge because my literal fear every night is that there's something I'm going to see in the dark.
Yeah.
And that's the whole concept of the movie.
Why are you getting these ads? I welcome these ads and I don't get them.
No.
Google. Give me those ads.
I'm literally afraid. I like before I go to bed, I get in bed and I like look at YouTube, I watch YouTube in bed, and then I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna get a trailer, and I'm just gonna die in bed.
My biggest fear is that you know, remember the YouTube videos that things just like pop
yeah.
out at you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like that is still one of my
oh,
like,
me too.
The, and I always think every video that I watch that I get sent on YouTube or that I click on with clickbait on like on the interwebs. Is going to pop out and scare
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And so it's terrible. And I've had it happen to me recently that I got too comfortable. I got too comfortable.
Let your guard down.
So now I scan through the entire video first and then I go back to the video.
Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway. Lights Out movie news. let's move on to something that James and Chelsea are super excited to discuss.
What?
Oh, no.
Which is Pete's Dragon.
Pete's
yeah.
Dragon.
We got a new TV spot this
yeah.
week. Let's watch it.
Okay.
Maybe Keaton hasn't seen it. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, we've seen it. It's good.
I don't know. There's an ad really close to my house that like is really kind of inappropriate
oh,
shape.
The link is in the email.
Oh,
sorry.
Really?
It's a very inappropriate shape.
Ooh.
For Pete's Dragon ad. That's just, I was coming from the other end, and I was like, what is that? Cut out! And then,
this
like,
used to be a nice neighborhood.
When I was going the right way, I was like, oh, it's a dragon's head. Okay. Wow. Disney. Wow. And even still then with the dragon, it still looks slightly inappropriate.
James and Chelsea informed me that the actor who plays, what's his real name?
Jim Dale.
No, what's his name in the movie?
Oh, Doc Terminus.
I keep calling him Passamaquoddy because that's the song he's saying.
Passamaquoddy.
Is Jim Dale who did the audiobooks for Harry Potter.
That's yeah. right.
Harry. There he is.
Harry. Look at him looking so happy there.
He looks kind of like Dreamfinder.
I'm going to cosplay him, that character.
I think
that's
perfect for
you.
I'm going to be Hoagie.
Yeah, she'll be his little assistant.
This one.
I really want to make the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to make their traveling, I don't know what it is, it's like a cart.
Yeah.
With a skeleton.
I just started, like, making...
We're
queued up.
Oh.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, I'm just like, catching up with you guys, talking about life,
talking
you know.
About hoagie carts, please.
Let's look at this TV spot. North.
Donnie Thornberry.
Yeah, we know Thornberry.
Eliza found Donnie.
That's a really good impression.
Thanks. I watched a lot of Wild Thorn.
Go around you and see. I have Elliot.
Who's Elliot?
Deep in the forest, there are dragons.
This feels like a horror movie.
Yeah, it does.
It's gonna jump out at you.
I know, I'm scared.
Doesn't he look like the same kid from the first one?
He does.
The
look
hairstyle.
The hair, yeah, for sure.
He's cute.
Who, Carl Urban?
Mm-hmm.
But he's gonna be a bad guy. He wants to slay the dragon.
I'll come looking for you.
Follow that dragon!
Here's the dog shot. Well, I mean, he also had a stick in his mouth, but...
Elliot is so cute. I want one.
Oh, I thought he growled.
Do we think Elliot is gonna
talk?
Talk, like he does in the original.
Like make noises? Or he's like...
if he doesn't, can you just go and like put in your dub, your
voice? I'll see it with you and just sit there the whole movie like...
That's what he does.
Yeah.
I bet they'll take a lot of cues from Toothless, like How to Train Your Dragon, because that's just cute, you know.
Well, he's kind of like a cat in that one, right?
Yeah.
But this, but he seems like a dog, and, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm literally so excited and nervous, because I feel like they're going to try and make it good. But, obviously, they're going to try and make it good. But, like, the first one is not good.
No, it's not.
But, like, it's so great, because it's not good.
It sucks. It crosses that line from, like, really bad into really good.
You know it's over 2 hours long, though?
It's 2 hours.
It's really long.
It's, like, yeah, it's so long.
I need to go rewatch that. Have you guys done Drunk Disney Pete's Dragon?
No.
I feel like that would be... Wait, have you?
No, they haven't. No.
Oh. We haven't.
That's dangerous right there. That is dangerous.
I want to watch it again.
Yeah, it's...
I want to watch it again.
There's so many songs. There's like so 16 songs or something.
Can you believe how, like... It's so light, but, like, so dark.
Yeah.
There's a lot of alcoholism in this.
A lot of alcoholism, a lot of beating children, yeah. A lot of slavery.
Yeah. It's so, like, deep, but it's all sung in cheery way.
And then they have that, like, bar dance.
Yeah. A lot of, like, grand sweeping shots of that lighthouse where you know that they, like, had a day to shoot the lighthouse and they got all of their cranes.
There are some, like, legit shots of them, like, going from the ground up amazing. To the top, and it's like, oh, that's a real lighthouse. Yeah. Like, that's not a set.
I forgot about Nora's missing husband.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
The Gordon's... Gordon's
like, seafood guy.
What?
That's what he looks like.
No, his co-guy looks like that. He just looks like a random 70s dude who, like, fell into this main town.
God, Roger's up in here, and he's just dissing everything we love.
Oh, Roger.
He was like, the original Pete's Dragon was bad. I'm sorry. It is bad. Your favorite movie is The Lady and the Tramp, so.
Wait, Roger's base?
Yeah.
The original Pete's Dragon is bad, but that's why it's
good. That's why it's good.
Do you want to, you keep touching my computer. Do you want to look at it, too?
Yeah, I want to look.
I love this song.
First of all, Candle in the Water.
It's a good song.
It's a really good song.
Yeah.
And
that's one of the best lighthouse shots.
I think it's like a really good Disney classic. Maybe it was just really big in my family, but like my sister likes singing that song.
Oh, Roger's singing We Got a Bill of Sale.
Where can I watch this movie? I'm probably going to have to download it, but I need to see it again. I don't think
you can get the Blu-ray on Amazon for $50.99.
I bet it's on YouTube.
It's probably on YouTube.
We're going to find out right now, guys.
Disney has like stopped caring about trying to track down.
Well, maybe now with the movie coming out,
that's
true.
Yeah.
So I guess get it while you can.
You can find it.
She wants to watch it right now.
In like 20 parts.
I love that song that Elliot and Pete sing together.
In the beginning.
It's called Boop Boop Boop.
Parentheses, I love you too.
Pete's song. Isn't it Pete's song from Pete's Dragon?
No, it's called Boop 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 Boop.
I think it's Pete's song.
That's the one, but that's not the real title.
Can we pull up Pete's song just to make us all happy and nostalgic, please? Oh, look, they did it side by side. Oh, my God, they do look a lot alike.
There's also, like, some really, like, dirty lyrics in that song.
Oh, what?
Just, like, the dirty...
Is it Elliot being a dirty
dragon? Go, Elliot.
Oh, my God, I love him. He's such a bad singer.
Yeah.
He tries.
I can't believe it.
Is it true?
You do?
Wait, I think we might have missed the... Oh, no, this is it. Listen. Remember the night when you first confided. Things went so right that we both decided. Just like, is this about a dragon? Anyway...
Oh my.
Now we're together.
How did they do the dragon back in the day?
Actually, I gotta say, the effects kind of hold up.
The fire breathing with the apples. Those apples look so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did we hallucinate that, or was that real? Like,
there's a shot in a cave.
Where Elliot hands Pete something, but instead of an animated hand, there's like a weird glove.
I don't know about that. Roger's just making Pete's Dragon song references.
Yeah, I know them all, Roger. I know every word.
There's room for everyone in this world.
There's room for everyone in this world.
I feel like I'm like not it on this at all.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's so embedded in my brain. I'll go to my grave singing those songs.
It's literally so good.
That was like the movie that my brother would watch and be like, you can't watch it, Keaton. It's too scary for you.
Oh.
Not scary at all.
When your brother tells you it's scary, you're like, I believe
except
you.
For the slavers, like, is that
yeah. We met one of those. What is their name?
The Gogons.
The Gogons. We met one of them at the Ren Fair.
Yeah, the brother who wasn't Jeff Conaway, who wasn't Kinnicky
was
from
actually
Greece.
In the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, and he sang a little ditty for us.
I remember I had this on VHS, and I could never see, like, the first 15 minutes of the film, because it's all in the woods, and the VHS tape was too bad that, like, I literally couldn't see what was happening.
Oh, like, the tracking was all messed
up. Oh, no.
Just like, they're singing.
It's
about
like a 20-minute sequence about them, like, in the woods.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, beating the crap out of
people. We're going to skin you. Like, yeah.
That's a scary song.
Roast him gently so the flames don't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
That's a lyric, yeah.
That's a lyric?
You go, Disney. You go.
I bet the remake will be really sad, though.
I think they're going to try to make it real intense.
Yeah, we were saying how, like, not a single character from the original will make it to the remake, besides Pete and Elliot.
Isn't she Nora?
No, she's Grace.
Grace.
Yeah.
She's basically Nora.
Yeah, she seems pretty Nora-like.
She's Nora, yeah. She's Grace. Like,
hey, well, do you think this is the remake of Pete's Dragon, or do you think this is, like, kind of like the dragon in, like, because this is, like,
oh,
and
went off to help
another
little
Pete.
Boy.
Oh.
It's still Pete.
I know, but maybe.
Right? I think it's
maybe
just
it's
reimagining. I think it's like this concept was cool, but we're just redoing.
Maybe he only helps Pete.
Maybe he helps
Pete.
Save Pete.
Yeah.
But
we can't understand what he's saying. We don't hear
that. Or he names the children.
I think
Pete.
That, what did this kid, what was this kid dealing with to have to deserve Elliot? You know what I mean? Like,
slaver.
I think he gets, no, but in this movie, he's probably not a slave.
He gets lost in the
He's alone
woods.
In the woods.
Like, the kids like, get lost in the woods.
No, and they don't all
the
get imaginary dragon friends.
So
it's
next
like,
time in our
he was a slave and an orphan, and like, anyway.
Yeah, how are they going to top that without going, like, too dark?
Yeah. I think they're gonna.
If you say it in a light way, anything's fine. You're a slave. Anyway. So, Pixar.
Oh, we're done.
Oh, no more sequels.
Oh, yeah. That's
no more
cool.
sequels after Incredibles 2.
We're
comes
not
out.
Gonna try to find any other fish.
Good.
We're done.
Yeah.
Good. The only one I would want a sequel to is Inside Out, and I know that. Sarah, I knew Sarah was going
to
make
why
that face.
Why do you want to need a sequel? Because
it's a great world, and just explore it more is great. It's like Wreck-It Ralph. I want to see that
I
world
I could see
more.
Shorts from there, but I loved Inside Out. I loved it. But I don't need, like, another whole, I'm sadness, look and at, I'm joy.
Like, no.
Maybe they could invent a new emotion.
Wally, too.
No, Wally. No, Wally.
They're, like, rebuilding the earth.
I want to watch them rebuild the earth. But honestly, I would watch,
and
like,
Peter Gabriel.
I would watch Russell and Carl on adventures.
I would, oh my god, but you know
Carl's
would
dead.
Die.
Yeah.
Oh.
Carl's totally dead. That's, have you seen that fan art?
Sad. No.
Of, like, Elliot, and he's like, I mean, not Elliot, Russell. What am I thinking of? It's like adult Russell. Like,
oh,
and like with balloons flying away in the background, he's like, "Thanks for everything, Mr. Fredrickson." It's like,
oh my gosh, stab me in the heart.
How about a third Monsters Inc.?
No, there was a third
oh yeah,
one.
There was a second one.
Wasn't it? They went to college.
Monsters
U.
But it was a prequel.
It was a prequel.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't say no more prequels. They said no more sequels.
I think they meant.
Midquels. Let's get a midquel.
Midquels.
Yeah.
Bugs Life midquel.
1.5.
Oh my god. I would.
Yes.
Bugs Life.
I love.
Bugs Life midquel about the circus bugs only.
Yes. And they already have the world of Bugs Life. Bugs Life was my first date.
Guys, Tangled isn't a Pixar movie, by the way, for those of you in the chat.
Wait, yeah, it's
Tangled.
Disney.
Tangled is not Disney.
Tangled is
not Pixar.
Tangled is Disney.
And it's on Netflix currently. I just put it on when I'm bored.
What, Tangled?
Tangled.
I still think it's weird that we're getting Toy Story 4. I haven't come to terms.
I
forgot.
No,
yeah.
I
yeah.
It's like, hey, you have a perfect trilogy. Make a fourth one.
Yeah.
So frustrating. But maybe it'll probably be good.
It'll probably be good, because how could it not be? You know, with those characters.
If it's not, though,
Like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll have to answer to God for that.
But even if it's good, I feel like it's just, I don't know. The first three were such a neat little package. So I'm like, why do you... It's like an extra arm. It's like, you know, it's fine. Like...
It's like when you have
but
an extra
it doesn't
arm.
Need to be there.
It really doesn't. None of us even care that Bo Peep's not in it anymore. Why bring her back?
While I'm remembering it and doing it myself, everybody hit the thumbs up button that's in the chat right now.
Everyone,
hit that thumbs up button. Thank you.
Yeah, but anyway, after Incredibles 2, no more sequel. For a while.
They have four,
on the slate, nothing on the slate.
Yeah, until
they
somebody
have four
else.
Four original
them.
Movies
yeah.
Planned,
but like they won't tell us what any of them are.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, isn't
whatever.
There? There's a Day of the Dead one.
Not including that. They have four after, right?
Yeah, they going crazy. Yeah. They going crazy.
Going crazy.
Interesting. They have four.
Did you drop something there?
I did. I
thought you're running low on popcorn. You better slow down.
Anyway.
Oh, I'm jealous of the popcorn.
When they announced Wreck-It Ralph 2, I got really annoyed with everyone on Twitter who were like, oh my god, enough sequels. And I was like, there literally hasn't been a sequel from, like, the Disney, straight Disney company in so long.
Yeah.
There literally hasn't.
I mean, they announced Frozen 2, but that's not till 2020?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, what's it called?
I'll be old, guys.
Yeah, we'll all be old and dead.
What's that era called?
What?
What's that era called? Come on, Drunk Disney.
What?
The transitional.
The transitional?
No,
the... Oh, post-Renaissance.
Yeah, but that's not what it's actually called.
The one that came after the Renaissance?
Yeah.
We call it the post-Renaissance.
Yeah, we call it
the Eisner messing up era?
The straight-to-video sequel era?
No, after that. The one that starts with Princess and the Frog.
Oh, the Revival.
Revival.
Yeah, we call it the Revival.
Yeah,
I don't think that's official.
I don't hate Pocahontas 2 and Lion King 2. I'll be real with
I've
you.
Heard Lion King 2
Lion King
2
is
people
great.
Love, what's his name,
I
like Kovu?
Yeah.
I keep seeing Kovu.
I love that.
Hey-ho.
Yeah, Kovu's great. The thing about Lion King 2 is, have you not seen it?
I've seen it.
It's like beat for beat Lion King 1.
Yeah.
But Romeo
like
and
the songs line up and everything. And
oh,
they're like
really?
The same type of song.
Yeah.
It's
you
like
know.
He lives in you a circle in life and Yupendi is Hakuna
Yupendi.
Matata.
I just love that Pocahontas 2 was like, oh no, people think the first Pocahontas is like really offensive. Let's make this one really
accurate.
Historically accurate. And it's so lame.
But she doesn't die of smallpox
but she
in the end.
Exactly. She does not die
not
of smallpox.
They Disney fight her still.
Yeah, there literally hasn't been a sequel since 2009 for straight Disney.
What was that sequel?
There hasn't been, well, at least since Princess and the Frog.
Well, the only sequel to come out of Walt Disney Animation Studios, which is where we draw our list from, is Rescuers
Down,
Down
Under.
Return to Neverland was released in theaters.
Joanna.
Yeah, but it was still made by
Toon Studios or whatever
Toon
it is.
Toon
that
Studios.
That movie is weird.
Return to Neverland?
Yes.
Yeah.
They acknowledge that the war is happening.
It's like, my dad,
it's
a war.
World War One. Right?
Wait, is it Alice too?
No, Peter Pan.
No, it's Peter Pan.
It's
Wendy's daughter.
It's grown-up Wendy with her daughter, and World War I's happening
outside.
They
go into a bunker and everything.
It's intense.
Is Pete back? Because he's the worst part of Peter Pan.
Peter Pan, the worst part?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it.
I mean, he's probably back.
Little Mermaid 2. That happened to him.
Little Mermaid 2, the same thing. As
Melody annoys me
so
much.
Oh my gosh, so annoying.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So annoying.
It's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Do you know what she went through to get legs, you idiot?
When she was 16, apparently.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
And what is she wearing?
A tank top.
Oh,
yeah, rescue.
She does have like a weird little burlap set tank top, though.
I don't even know what she wears. I was just
no, you're like, really though. What is
she
wearing?
She wears like a weird
it's
little
weird.
Tank top.
Yeah,
because they were like, well, she's too young to put in a bra. 16 wasn't too young, but 9 or however old Melody is, too young. Roger says, "Grown up Wendy is hot." Okay, Roger.
Sounds
oh, and it's
Roger.
Like tucked in. Oh no, it's not.
That movie made me sad. Return to Neverland because Wendy grew up.
Yeah,
and then Peter comes back and he's like, "What?
Peter?
What?
Yeah. Well, Wendy used to be hot. What happened?"
It freaks me out whenever they age Disney characters.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Even in Little Mermaid 2, Ariel like is a little different.
She's like mid-30s.
Yeah, she's like
she's
I'm a mom.
Yeah.
And she's still in like the top.
She does. She turns back into a mermaid. She's like, alright, back in my shell.
Still got it.
I'm a cool mom.
I'm a MILF.
Oh my god.
Anyway. She keeps the shell bra around.
She does keep
Prince
the shell
Eric
bra.
Probably
yeah,
likes
but the M stands
it.
For oh my God, mermaid.
Look, they like literally. She is rocking. I mean, she's
that
keep-
looks like fan art to me. You're just
you're
looking,
looking
at DeviantArt, art, Keaton.
No, see, this is from the movie.
That is from
okay,
the movie.
Okay, that's legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Thor started filming.
Oh yeah.
My gosh, Chris Hemsworth posted the cutest video that I watched this morning of him walking on set for day one. And he's like, I'm walking day one on Thor. I have a studio. And then we have a roller coaster because we're Thor. Because apparently the studio they're shooting at is right next to a theme park, so there's just like a ton of roller coasters behind the thing. So
oh, nice!
That'd be cool being on one of those roller coasters. They're shooting the outdoor scenes or whatever. I don't know if you could see them.
Yeah,
cool.
You'd see like green screens.
Yeah, a lot of green screens.
All green screens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What's the premise for this Thor?
Who cares? Well, it's called Ragnarok. So
Ragnarok.
Is it going to be the
that's
end of
in my head.
The world? Because that's
what
that is in Norse mythology. I don't really know anything about the comics, but Norse mythology, Ragnarok is like, all the gods die because they fight each
Ragnarok.
Other, and it's the end of the world. And that'd be kind of gutsy if that was just bad.
Well, I wonder, timeline-wise, if this is happening like simultaneously to Civil War? Like, is this where Thor's hanging out? Because he was
gone.
Is this what he's dealing with Ragnarok? While you know, the world of superheroes and S.H.I.E.L.D. is falling apart. You haven't seen Civil War?
Oh, my God.
Get out!
I didn't the last time I was here, either.
The superhero.
I have to
go
back.
You know we're spending our time watching is that Survivor Season 1.
Oh my God.
Okay?
And Prince Dragon.
With Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
No, that's Season 2.
Oh.
That's with Richard Hatch.
What?
That's right. Elizabeth Hasselbeck comes
season
from
two.
Survivor.
I never even saw Survivor,
she came from
so
Survivor.
This is all new.
Oh, well, you're going to get sucked in. Are you a fan? I used to work
Survivor?
On Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
sorry, this isn't Survivor.
No worries. It's fine.
I'm like,
I just really
Hulk and Thor go on an adventure?
Galactic
road trip.
Yeah, it's
buddy,
a Hulk and Thor buddy cop movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Buddy road trip.
I think it sounds fun. And Jeff Goldblum's in it, so.
See, I feel like those are the two superheroes out of the Avengers I like the most. So.
Yeah.
I do love
the Hulk.
Although
I kind of
like Captain America just because I kind of
that
like
sounded like a joke, but legitimately that was a quote from somebody on set. Hulk and Thor are going on an intergalactic road trip.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited for it.
I'm very
and
stoked.
And I don't get excited for superhero movies, but because who's the villain? It's Kate. No,
I literally have never seen
it.
Is
it Kate Blanchett?
Yeah, Kate Blanchett.
Oh,
the villain.
As Hela.
Yeah, and Jeff Goldblum's in there,
you
so
know,
it's like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum is just like we watched Independence Day on Independence Day.
Apartments.com.
The original.
Oh yeah.
Apartments.com. He's doing apartments.com commercials.
Dude, he's got a kid now. He's got to bring that money.
That's how I react anytime I see Jennifer Garner and her, like...
Well, her Capital One.
Yeah, Capital One.
Do you not get the seats you want on the airplane?
You guys, she makes so much money doing that, and it's, like, probably one day of shooting.
But at what cost?
Guys.
She gets free adventure cards.
Everyone is going wild in the chat about adult Flounder and Little Mermaid 2.
He's a dad bod Flounder. Dad bod Flounder.
He's awful. He's he's got a comb over.
Oh no!
Oh.
did you just throw up?
Did you spit on my computer?
I forgot how weird.
I completely blanked that he is like Sebastian dead then? Like
he's like one of those child actors who grew up and just looked weird, like Beans from Even Stevens.
Oh my God, I know that guy.
Like personally. Sorry if you're watching Beans.
He's not.
Oh, leave Beans
know.
Out of this.
No, I don't know if he was in the sequel. Leave Beans out
no,
of this.
No, he was.
Leave Beans alone.
Leave Beans alone.
Sebastian looks the same, I guess, because he's a grown. He's already aged.
Oh, man.
But like, I'm trying to think of who Flounder looks like.
Dad bod.
No, but like, never mind. There's a
Donald Trump?
There.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You guys, in the chat, who does Old Man Flounder look
man
like?
Flounder.
Like, human person?
Old Man Flounder, Old Man Flounder.
Flounder. That old man.
Oh, they're looking
Sarah dated Beans?
Flounder.
No, Beans asked me out on a date when I was 15.
Yes.
Beans asked me to Jamba Juice.
Why did you break him, break his heart,
you
Sarah?
You didn't go out with Beans?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't want to go on a date with Beans. Here's Adult Flounder.
I don't know the actor's name.
His name's probably Steven. Like,
Beansed again.
His name is Steven.
Oh, Beans.
He probably, you guys, this is probably something he struggles
yes,
with.
That
like,
is adult flounder.
Day. That is adult flounder. Oh, I know. You're questioning who he is because you're like,
what? Even our producer was like, wait, this is flounder?
Here's the question. How does he kind of look Italian? How did that happen?
Ariel's really excited about something.
Look at her face. She's like, yes!
My daughter's a mermaid now.
I still fit in this old
Jim
bra.
Belushi,
looks like Jim Belushi.
Oh,
that's
yep.
pretty close.
Yeah.
Hold
Who
up.
Who said that? Roger. Oh, that was Roger, of course.
It was Roger.
Roger, let other people say
CC,
things.
CC, adult flounder looks like my dad.
Oh, CC, who is your dad?
Yeah, Beans. I've asked him to be on my YouTube channel in the past, and he says no,
unless
that it's
you
like
date me.
No, it's like against SAG, and I'm like, that's not true. I'm like, plenty of people who are SAG yeah. people.
He wouldn't be on our YouTube.
No, he's still hurt. Maybe. He's still heartbroken.
Let's get Beans.
Maybe I can hook you up with Beans.
You guys see if you can get Beans, and then we know it's because he's still pissed about not getting
exactly.
turned down by Sarah.
We were gonna invite him to the DCOM marathon because the Even Stevens movie. And then I, like, went on Facebook to, like, Facebook message him, and I saw that the last message, the conversation, was, like, from me being, like, do you want to come be on my YouTube channel? And he was, like, such a D-bag about it. So I was, like, never mind. Like, it was, like, years ago, and I was, like, oh, never mind. Like, I'm not going to ask him to be on the DCOM marathon.
Hey, let's start a Twitter campaign to get Beans on our channel.
All right, get Beans on the Disney Movie News Show.
Oh, my God, I do not want to see him.
I do!
I want you guys to see him. No, I don't want to see him.
It'll be us three will be hosting that night, and we'll have Beans.
Yeah. We'll give him the cold open and everything.
Yeah. I really don't want any of you guys to like reach out to him. People watching.
They've already got it. It's
he'll
too
be
late.
Like, what? I never asked this girl for Jamba Juice, and I'll be like, you don't remember because you asked everyone out to Jamba Juice.
Did I curse?
Oh.
Someone just said language kitten.
Language kitten.
Wait, did he ask you out at the Jamba Juice, or did he ask you to
He asked me out on AIM.
Oh, I was going to ask what Jamba Juice
What was his AIM
was?
Back in the day?
I don't remember. Probably Stephen Anthony Lawrence. Honestly, it was, actually, Stephen Anthony Lawrence. Just full name. Go for it.
What was your AIM?
James A. Janisse. Literally was.
I had, like, 20 of them. One of mine was, like, Wowie Zowie something. But I changed it all the time.
I had a screen name, Ishbu 144, like the character from All That, Ishbu.
Oh, I love Ishbu.
So
mine was
racist.
Tabby Tiger 213.89. Because I liked cats.
Oh, you guys, we have so much more news still. We keep just having a good time.
Oh, my gosh, it's too much
Oh, we have
fun.
To talk about the BFG.
We do have to talk about the BFG and how it's bombing in theaters. Sorry, yeah. Spielberg. Sorry, Roald Dahl.
Yeah, well, maybe Bridge of Spies should have been
it's
better.
It's the box office failure giant.
The box
I just
office
feel like
failure
Steven Spielberg's struggling hardcore with making, like...
It has to be a lowercase O to work.
Yeah. He makes good movies. They're just not popular anymore.
Well, I don't think... I mean, I thought Bridge of Spies was really boring and rote. And just uncreative.
He's just, you know? He's late career Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, he's late career now.
Honestly, I feel like half of his movies would have been, like, this movie probably would have been better if it weren't all CGI.
Yeah.
Like, and that's weird. Like, I think he, like, excelled with practical effects.
Yeah.
And, like, now it's just, like, not an option and it sucks.
Yeah. I mean, well, Keaton, you're the only one who actually
I've seen
saw it.
I actually, like, I was so against the CGI, but I thought the CGI was beautiful.
Yeah,
like, it's
I'm
the
sure
first
it
movie
good.
That I thought, like, the mixing of the humans and the CGI was not distracting, and I thought they did it in a very, very good way. What was distracting was the story. It was just, like, this cool kind of giant and, like, little girl, like, coming of age, both of them pushing each other to, like, be better and da-da-da. And then all of a sudden this random thing happens, and it becomes this, like, comedy with, like, the queen, and, like, it's, like, all these fart jokes. And
was
I
was
it
in
just
the
like,
third act?
Yeah.
Because the article said that they had some third act problems.
Yeah, it
well,
was just
probably
really
because
weird.
They were like, oh, we ran out of book to adapt.
No, I think it followed the book and then
Yeah, they go to the giant comes to the queen and then it's just this whole, like, I don't know. It just, it got weird and I giggled, but
yeah,
I don't know. I was like, I lost it. But the giants were amazing. The little girl was great. The acting was I mean, everything looked It should have been a success.
It was less than the sum of its parts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a good
It also seems like a movie that should have come out around Christmas.
Yeah, especially with Finding Dory just come out and doing so well. Like, that's a bummer for Steven.
Don't fight Pixar, especially Ellen DeGeneres and Pixar. Sorry.
Everyone's saying there was no marketing for this movie. I feel like there was.
No, I saw it.
I saw like a million billboards. Billboard right by many billboards.
Yeah, but other
buses, commercials.
LA has way more billboards than other places.
I guess so. But like
I never saw billboards for movies until I moved here.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Like in Michigan. Yeah. It's not a thing.
But I saw trailers for it like all over the place online. Like I would get like pre-rolls for it.
LA has more internet than other places. Shut up. Like before.
Anyways, it's doing bad.
Yeah. That's it.
Go see it. Maybe you can change the tide. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little late.
The power's in you.
Go help billionaire Steven Spielberg.
He lives in you.
He's crying himself to sleep.
More news I don't really
care
about.
No, he's not. He's Steven Spielberg.
I saw Steven Spielberg on the red carpet for the Wizarding World, and he was like, I'm not talking to any of you, bye. I was like, all right. Now I'm not going to go see the BFG.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes.
Show you.
That's all for free.
They announced that Star Wars Rebels characters may end up in future Star Wars films.
Dun, dun.
What? Dun, dun, dun. Dun.
That's
dun,
cool.
Dun. This means nothing to me. Our producer told me stuff before the show started, and I do not remember any of it.
We talked about Forrest Whitaker for, like, a minute.
The character
fought with Anakin in the Clone Wars, so he's going to be upset.
He's going to hate
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader in the movies.
I don't know why. I don't know what Darth Vader did to Anakin.
Yeah, that's very funny.
That joke was even funnier the second time you said it.
Wow, guys. The first time wasn't on camera, so it didn't count.
I missed a joke. Do you want to say try it again?
Yeah, do it a third time. We'll just
give it to you a third time. Let me just hear this joke.
I just don't know what Anakin did to Darth Vader.
You mean what? You messed it up. It's what Darth Vader did to Anakin.
Yeah, that. We didn't even need that. Honestly, I just heard electrical hum after I said it, so that's fine.
Roger's really mad that he's not on the show to talk about Star Wars Rebels. Let's just say a bunch of incorrect things.
I'll say that I think it's really weird that everything is a universe now. Like, there's been movie series, but now it's, I feel like everything is bridging the gap between movie and TV. Like, Marvel's got a TV universe. DC has a TV. Like, everything's got, like, multiple universes that make up one. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's what I always wanted growing up, for it to be like that.
Yeah.
It's like different planetary systems, and then it's the whole universe together. The Marvel
just
universe.
A lot. Mm-hmm.
Different galaxies.
A lot
would be the correct term.
Yeah.
I got first place in the science fair. No big deal.
Stuff I do care about is that Captain America is getting a literal statue in Brooklyn.
Like, awesome.
I think that's so cool.
I think it's really cool, too. I can't wait to take a picture.
There's going to be a freaking Captain America statue just in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be in Chris Evans' likeness?
I don't know. It's a picture of it. Does it look like Chris Evans?
It's hard to tell. He has, like, his mask on and everything, too.
It's coming to Comic-Con first. You guys can, like, go see it there. Yeah, it kind of looks like
it. I will say, though, so James and I are both from Detroit, and Detroit was promised a RoboCop statue, and I don't think...
No, I think they got it.
Is it up?
Maybe. I don't know.
It went up with little fanfare if it did, because I didn't really hear anything about it.
RoboCop.
It took a while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this thing is premiering at Comic-Con.
So we'll, that's true.
And then it's going to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Then they're just imagining them flying it from California, like,
the claw.
Like below a helicopter. And they're
it's just so random. Like, I mean, it's just, we live in a world now where, like, fictional superheroes have real-life statues.
And,
like,
a little weird.
The same place where, like, there's statues for, like, our past
founding
presidents.
Fathers.
Yeah. But there's also, like, I think George in Washington. Central Park there's, like, Alice in Wonderland
statues. Balto statue.
Balto was real.
No, I know.
He
saved hundreds of children's lives.
Yeah.
But Captain America's not real.
I know.
But yeah, there's like...
But he's a dog.
And then there's like the Little Mermaid statue in Denmark. Like, there's precedent.
That's mermaids are real.
Yeah. It feels so pop culture, you know? That's all.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's just going to be really hard for the aliens when they come here and excavate the planet to really parse out what was real.
Anthropologists.
Yeah.
So I'd like us to just consider them.
Aliens.
Before we make these decisions.
Oh my god.
That's confusing.
Aliens.
Like when they're studying Blade Runner, they're gonna be like, Harrison Ford killed his girlfriend? Like, I don't know what's the racer.
I think if they were smart enough to get to Earth, I think they're going to be okay. Yes, Balto, 1989, Barker.
More Blade Runner.
Yes, support Balto, Katie M. I literally, like, the first time I went to Central Park, I, like, brought my parents on a wild goose chase. I was like, I'm finding the Balto statue. That's all I wanted. I found it. I climbed it. I sat on it, and I took a picture. And I might have been in college at this point. I'm very proud of those pictures.
There probably is an Alexander Hamilton statue
I went to Hamilton's grave.
For sure. He's Everyone's on like, money. Does he
a Hamilton statue. Hamilton was a real person. That's like you the can point go to of his the play. Grave.
Like the guy from the musical?
You can go to his grave.
Hasn't, like, gone, like, so far that it, like, counteracted its purpose, where people are now like, Alexander Hamilton, this fictional guy from the musical.
How does it... Yes. I won't. I listen to that soundtrack when I clean, and I clean today, so it's like really in my head right now.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's real because it's so long.
Clean joke?
So give. Oh, no. That was funny though. That was good. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give you that fresh joke.
People. Okay, so you just want a Lin-Manuel Miranda statue? That's what you're saying?
Why not? Whatever.
Not yet.
He's done.
Wait. Wait till Moana comes out. We'll see. We'll see if he still holds up.
LOL.
Is there anything else? Yeah, no. Hamilton is. I like save. I get excited when I get $10 bills now because it's like Alexander Hamilton. I never cared about $10.
Yeah, they did.
Until the musical kind of saved him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
He actually was like, you know, he was a flawed man. But we're all flawed, so it's relatable.
I'm not flawed.
He's the most good looking paper money portrait.
He is hot. Yeah, he is. Like, he's a very good looking man.
It's so weird for me, though, because as a student of history, growing up and until this musical, that's not a weird thing to say. Okay. I stand by it. Hamilton was always kind of like an antagonist in my mind.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. And I like history.
Yeah.
Thanks. As a student of history.
Yeah. Her too.
No, I thought he was the worst.
But I think that's why he chose Hamilton to follow that story, because I think it's so interesting to see kind of this guy who's kind of, you know, they talk about all the time in all the songs that, like, you know, you don't get to tell your story. Somebody else tells your story.
Except,
so he didn't tell his story, but then Lin-Manuel Miranda told a story, and it's like, oh, now we all like him because he's relatable. And
at
flawed.
Least we can all agree that Aaron Burr was still crazy.
Yeah, Aaron Burr still sucks. Yeah.
I bet Hamilton and King Richard hang out in heaven because they're both really misunderstood by history.
Oh my God.
Chelsea is also a student of history, of English history.
I know. I think Richard's really interesting.
What, Richard III?
Yeah.
The guy who lost us?
What?
When we were like, peace?
I think Henry VIII was interesting.
Oh, no. Oh, Richard, never mind.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm way off. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, student of history. Study up.
American history.
Disney movie news.
History. When are we going to get some more historical Disney movies?
Never.
Never?
Because they're never going to
do it. They made the mistake
right.
with Pocahontas, yeah, and they're like, never again.
Yeah, no.
Let's not
do that.
Anyway.
Let's get a Sacagawea musical.
Yes,
no.
Please.
No, they're not going to touch the
she's
Native
awesome.
American.
She's
awesome.
She's
her story's cool.
Anyway.
Do you guys remember Spirit Stallion? Sorry.
Yes, I'm like, anyway.
Keaton starts a new topic.
That's all of the news for tonight. We love you guys. And thank you so much for watching. Be sure to hit thumbs up before you leave and before we leave you. Again, you can follow The Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. And I'm Sarah Snitch. You can find me at I'm Sarah Snitch or Thingamavlogs. Yes, indeed.
Indeedy. Hi guys, bye guys. You guys can find me all over the internet at Keaton Markey. And Drunk Disney really soon.
Real soon.
Is it the next episode that comes out?
It is the next episode that comes out. Yeah, a couple of weeks. Hi, I'm James A. Janisse. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at James A. Janisse and on YouTube at Practical Folks. We do Drunk Disney.
Woo woo.
Yeah. And I'm Chelsea. You can find me Twitter, Instagram at Caraback and on Practical Folks as well.
Thanks so much for watching, guys.
Bye.
See you next week.
Thanks.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.